السلام عليكم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله أضعف ما حمده جميع خلقه كما يحبه ويرضاه. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عدد ما في علم الله، صلاة دائمة بدوام ملك الله. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح. اللهم اجعلنا دعاة إليك وإلى رسولك. اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا القرآن الحكيم. ربنا زدنا علما. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر. صدق الله العلي العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيهن أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام العشرة، أو كما قال صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. حاضرين الكرام، respected honorable assembly, whenever a Muslim or a mu'min does good deeds, then this action of his is always appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is shakur, Allah is shakir. That is, Allah is very appreciative of deeds and actions that are done for his sake. He never lets it go to waste. He never lets it go in vain. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيُّ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah does not nullify or let go to waste the good deeds of the believers. He sees and he appreciates. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves al-amalu salih. He loves the good deed done by his khalq, by his makhluk, by the creation. But there are certain times wherein a good deed is performed and that deed carries more weight. That deed is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Good deeds are appreciated all the time by Allah. But there are certain moments, certain awqat, and certain times wherein the magnitude of the blessings of these deeds, subhanallah, are so great. It's so great, that magnitude, the extent to which these deeds are multiplied is so great. These deeds are so beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be conscious and aware of these awqat and these times. And so there are many times. The month of Muharram, subhanallah. The month of Muharram, the sacred month, Ash-Shahrul Haram. The first 10 days of Muharram. The 10th of Muharram, Yawma Ashura, the day of Ashura. The 15th night of Shaban. Subhanallah. a very, very blessed night, the 15th night of Sha'ban. The month of Ramadan, the whole month, subhanAllah, the last 10 days and last 10 nights of Ramadan. So too also the day of Jummah, a blessed day. The day of Jummah. So too the period between Asr and Maghrib of Jummah. So too the period between the two khutbas on the day of Jummah. Likewise the time of Tahajjud. All these are very blessed times, very blessed awqat. The season of Hajj, the month of Dhul Hijjah. So here we are in a very sacred, in a very special month, which is the month of Dhul Hijjah, alhamdulillah. These nights are very special nights, and these days are very special days. At sunset, when we look at the western horizon, we even see the formation of the stars with the moon, an ajib construction. So strange, as though these things happen only in blessed months. So, this month of Dhul Hijjah is here for our benefit and for our advantage. It is a blessed month. It is so blessed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this month in the Holy Quran. He speaks about these 10 days, that is the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah in the Holy Quran. Allah makes mention of it. Suratul Fajr has a nisbat, it has a connection with the holy month of Dhul Hijjah, with the first 10 days and the 10 nights of Dhul Hijjah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Ba'da a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Wal Fajr. By Fajr, by the time of Fajr, whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our ulama, our scholars, our mufassirun have indicated to us that whenever Allah swears by something, then that thing becomes mubarak and that thing becomes blessed. Here Allah is swearing by Fajr, the dawn. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas, Ra'isul Mufassirina fil Quran, the head and the chief of all the Mufassirs of the Holy Quran, has indicated to us that the murad and the meaning of Fajr here is Fajr. When Allah says Wal Fajr, by Fajr, He means Wa Fajri Kulli Yawmin. Allah is swearing by the Fajr, by the dawn of every single day. That's the first commentary. Wal Fajr, by the dawn, says Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, wa fajri kulli yawmin. It means by the dawn of every single day. Allah is swearing by the dawn, that time of Fajr of every single day. It is blessed, it is mubarak. That time is unique. It is unique even to non-Muslims. Even those who are involved in martial arts, they know that this is the time for Tai Chi. This is the time for exercise. And when you look at people during the world, this is the time that they take to go for their walks. This is the time they take to do exercise. It is that time, that early morning period before the rising of the sun. There is something special in that time for our physical well-being as well as for our spiritual well-being. It is a very blessed time. Our Ustad, Hazrat Mawlana Anzar Shah Kashmiri, Rahimahullah, used to say, that this time Allah has put certain special things within the atmosphere and within the air, that when a man is alive, when a man is awake, when he is moving in this time, his sihat, his health, his strength improves. There is something in that atmosphere which is not found at any other time and any other part of the day, that time from the break of dawn till the rising of the sun. Hazrat used to say that in this time even the plants become awake and they open, the flowers blossom and bloom, the birds become awake, they start chirping at this time, doing their tasbih, and things start happening. So too when a man is awake, when a man is alive, he is up at this time, his lungs begin to open, his breast, his chest, his brain, subhanallah, oxygen flows to him, and it is for his well-being. And when we look at the people of the older times, we see them healthier than the people of these modern times, because they went with the slogan, with the message, early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy and wise. Unfortunately today people go to sleep late and they wake up late. So Allah is swearing by this time, it's a very blessed time, it's a time when the angels of the day and the angels of the night meet. It's the time of an ijtima'. Ijtima'ul malaika. Malaikatul layl wa malaikatul nahar. It's the meeting period, the ijtima' for the angels of the day and the angels of the night. A very blessed time that Allah swears by it. Wal fajr. By the fajr of every day. By the dawn of every single day, which is mubarak and which is blessed and which is good for our soul, for our ruh, as well as for our physical body and physical well-being. Allah says, "Inna Qur'an al-fajr kana mashhuda," that the Qur'an of Fajr is witnessed by the angels. The tilawat of Qur'an, recitation of Qur'an in the morning, the tilawat which is done in Fajr Salat, Qur'an in the Fajr time, Inna Qur'an al-Fajr, the Qur'an of Fajr, kana mashhuda, is something that is witnessed by the malaika and the angels. They listen attentively. So Allah swears by Fajr, which is the break of every day, the break of dawn of every day. There is also another commentary that the murad, the desired meaning of Fajr here is, it could mean salatuhu, yani wal fajr wa salatil fajr, by the salat of fajr, which is the second commentary, by the salat of fajr, that Allah is making special mention of this salah, which is so beneficial to us, because if a man performs his isha in jamaat and his fajr in jamaat, it is as though he has spent the whole night in ibadat, nafil ibadat. So Allah is speaking about the fajr salat. The third commentary is that it could refer to wal fajr, means wa fajri yawm an-nahr, the fajr of the day of the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, that is the fajr of Eid al-Adha, that Allah is swearing by this, making special mention of this. So that when Allah says wal fajr, we see a connection to the month of Dhul Hijjah, we see a connection to the first 10 days and first 10 nights of this month of Dhul Hijjah, which we have entered into, alhamdulillah. Wal fajr, referring to what also to? According to some commentators, it means wa fajri yawm an-nahr, by the fajr of the day of Nahr, by the fajr of the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, which is going to be on Monday, a special fajr, a special break of dawn. It's the break of dawn of a great day, the day of sacrifice, yawm an-nahr. Subhanallah. Allah continues, wal fajr wa layalin ashr, and by the 10 nights, by the 10 nights, which 10 nights? Which nights are these? We go back again to our scholars, our commentators of the Holy Quran. In Tafsir al-Jalalain, it is mentioned, it means wa ashri dhil hijjah. That is the 10 nights of Dhul Hijjah. The first 10 nights of Dhul Hijjah. Allah is also swearing by that. Wal fajr wa layalin ashr. And by the first 10 nights of Dhul Hijjah. This has been reported by Imam Ahmad, subhanallah, as a marfu hadith, raising it back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is also the statement, the view and the call of Mujahid, student of Ibn Abbas, of Qatada and Al-Dhahaq, that walayalin ashr, the 10 nights, refers to the 10 nights of Dhul Hijjah. And indeed, there is something special in these nights. You can feel it. You can even see it in the skies by the different formations of the stars that we have in the sky. Wal Fajr, by the dawn, by the break of dawn of every day, or by the Salat of Fajr, or by the Fajr of the day of Nahar, the day of Eid, the day of the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, walayalin ashr, and by the 10 nights, the sacred 10 nights, the first 10 nights of the month of Dhul Hijjah, as reported by Mujahid, Qatada, Dhahaq, reported by Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, attributing it directly to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wal fajr, walayalin ashr, wa shaf'i wal watr. And by the even and the odd, Allah swears by ash-shaf wal watr, by the even and the odd. What is meant by the even and the odd? Again, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal has reported a hadith marfu'an an Jabirin radiyallahu ta'ala, who said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that al-ashru, the 10, refers to ashru dhil hijjah, Ashrul Adha, the first 10 nights of Dhul Hijjah, the first 10 nights of this month. And in this hadith, it is also explained, Wal Watr, the uneven, the odd, refers to Yawmu Arafah, the day of Arafah, which is the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, which is going to be Sunday, inshallah. That is Wal Watr, by the uneven, odd. Wa Shafr, and the even refers to Yawmud Nahar, the day of slaughter, the day of sacrifice, the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, which is an even number. So, with respect to numbers, the 10 that Allah speaks about here, the 10 days, the 10 nights of Dhul Hijjah. Wal ashru ashrul adha, wal watr, and by the odd refers to that odd number, that odd day, the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, was shaf, and by the even number refers to the day of sacrifice, the day of slaughter. We see what connection this has, this surah has with this month. Hazrat Ibn Kathir, the great Mufassir Ibn Kathir, Rahimahullah, has mentioned la ba'sa bihi, that this commentary is in order, it's okay, even though some scholars have mentioned about raising it to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it appears to be the qawl of Jabir, but the qawl of Sahaba is also very good, because they would not say anything unless they would have heard it from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then there is another hadith reported by Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal from the Sahabi Imran ibn Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَطْرِ, by the even and by the odd. He says, commenting on الشَّفْ وَالْوَطْرِ, by the even and the odd, is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. He says, الصَّلَاتُ بَعْضُهَا شَفْعٌ, salat, some of them are even, like Fajr, 2 rakats, Dhuhr, 4 rakats, Jummah, 2 rakats, Asr, 4 rakats, Isha, 4 rakats, the Witr Salat, it's odd, 3 rakats, Maghrib, it's also odd, 3 rakats, in odd numbers. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, As-salatu ba'duha shaf'un, that the salat, some of them are even and some of them are odd. Wa ba'duha witr or watr. 2 qiraats, we can say witr, we can say watr. There's also another commentary about wa shaf'i wal watr, by the even and the odd. It is mentioned that ash-shaf'u, the even, refers to khalqullah, the creation of Allah. They are created in pairs, males and females. Subhanalladhi khalaqal azwaja kullaha, Surah Yasin. Glory be to that one, alladhi khalaqal azwaja kullaha, who has created all things in pairs. The pairs, all of them, all things in pairs. Mimma tumbitul ard, from what the earth produces. That's all, that is also in pairs. Even the plants, subhanallah. Mimma tumbitul ard, from what the earth produces and grows. Wa min anfusihim, and from among themselves, boy child, girl child, male and female. Wa mimma la ya'lamun, and from things which they don't even know about. From things which they have no ilm and no knowledge about. Subhanalladhi khalaqal azwaja kullaha mimma tumbitul ardu wa min anfusihim wa mimma la ya'lamun. So according to this commentary, ash-shaf'u refers to the khalq, the creation of Allah, and al-watr refers to Allah, who is one. Allahu samad, qul huwallahu ahad, say that he is Allah. Say that Allah is ahad, one, unique, indivisible. Subhanallah, ahad, the one, the great one. Al-witr, al-watr, Allah. And there is no contradiction between any of these commentaries. All of them can be taken that it refers to all of them. Subhanallah. Wal fajr wa layalin ashr wa shaf'i wal watr wal layli idha yasr, and by the night when it passes, by the night when it moves, when it travels, when it goes forth, when it comes and when it goes. From the verb sara yasri, wal-layli idha yasr. Yani muqbilan wa mudbiran, says Allama Jalaluddin. By the night when it advances, it is passing, it is coming, it is moving. It comes, it advances, Allah swears by that. By the break of night, the twilight time, the time of dusk. Wal-layli idha yasr. Muqbilan, when it advances and comes in. Wa mudbiran, and when it departs in the morning and goes away at the break of dawn. Subhanallah, Allah is swearing by Fajr, wal Fajr, wa layalin ashr, first 10 nights of Dhul Hijjah, wa shaf'i wal watr, by the even and the odd, wal layli idha yasr, and by the night when it passes, when it comes, when it moves, with respect to advancement and with respect to going away and departing. هَلْ فِي ذَٰلِكَ قَسَمٌ لِذِي حِجْرٍ. So Allah is taking oath by these things. Is there an oath in that? Allah is asking the question, do you understand the oath here? Is there any meaning to the oath here? هَلْ فِي ذَٰلِكَ, in this oath, is there really an oath? لِذِي حِجْرٍ, for people of understanding, for people of aql, for people of intelligence. Where is the answer to this oath? Where is Jawabul Qasam? Where is the answer? Allah swears in the Quran also, Wattin, Waturisinin, Wahadal Baladil Amin. Then Allah swears, Lakad Kalaknal Insana fi Ahsani Taqweem. This is the answer to the oath. Walasr, Allah swears by time. And what is the answer? What is the Jawab to that Qasam? إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي كُسْرٍ. Man is in a state of loss. But where is the jawab and the answer to this oath? It is understood as mentioned by Allama Jalaluddin. The jawab is, لَتُعَذَّبُنَّ يَا كُفَّارَ مَكَّةَ. O kuffar of Makkah, you are going to be severely chastised in لَمْ تَتُوبُ, if you don't make tawbah. O kuffar of this world, O atheists, O mushrikeen, O munafiqeen, you are going to be definitely chastised. The azab of Allah will reach you if you don't make an effort to change. In lam tatubu, this is the answer to this oath. So, what is happening here? Allah is bringing into focus, Allah is drawing our attention to the fact that we are in a very blessed time, in a very blessed month, the month of Dhul Hijjah. So that when we do deeds in this month, especially in this first period, in these first 10 days and 10 nights of Dhul Hijjah, they carry great reward. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala has reported Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as saying, Ma min ayyamin, there are no days, al amalu salihuhu feehinna, in which good deeds, ahabbu ila Allah, are more beloved to Allah. There are no days at all wherein good deeds are more beloved to Allah min hadhihi al-ayyam al-ashra, than in these 10 days. So whatever good that we do now, it is more appreciated, it is more beloved than in any other time. Subhanallah. So therefore, the day of Arafat is also coming. We are still within the first 10 days. All of the whole month is sacred, Dhul Hijjah. But the first 10 days, first 10 nights. Sunday is going to be the day of Arafah. We should try to keep that. We should try to fast on that day of Sunday. Break of dawn is now 4:56. Break of dawn is 4:56. Stop eating before 4:56. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, وَصِيَامُ عَرَفَةَ, the fasting of the day of Arafah, the ninth of Dhul Hijjah. أَحْتَسِبُ عَلَى اللَّهِ, I hope, I have the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَن يُكَفِّرَ السَّنَةَ الَّتِي قَبْلَهُ وَالسَّنَةَ الَّتِي بَعْدَهُ, that it will wipe out 2 years sin. For fasting on the day of Arafah, the ninth of Dhul Hijjah, Sunday inshallah, it will wipe out 2 years sin. 1 year which was before the day of Arafah, and 1 year which is going to be after the day of Arafah. So that year which was before the day of Arafah, 1 year before that, the sins that were committed will be forgiven, and 1 year after the day of Arafah, still yet to come, Allah is going to forgive 2 years sins. So we should make intention to fast on the day of Arafah. We should make intention to utilize these first 10 days and 10 nights to the best of our ability. Do goodness and do good in these first 10 days and first 10 nights, because these deeds are more beloved to Allah than deeds performed in any other time. It is the month of Hajj, the month of Dhul Hijjah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted us to have some resemblance with the Hujjaj. That is why those who intend to perform the Qurban, he said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَرَّآ حِلَالَ ذِلْ حِجَّةِ, anyone who sees the month of the moon of Dhul Hijjah, وَأَرَادَ أَن يُضَحِيَ, and he makes intention, he intends to do the Qurbani, فَلَا يَقُذْ مِنْ أَذْفَارِهِ وَشَعْرِهِ, then he should not take Shay'an, should not take anything, he should not cut anything of his hair and his nails, as though you are in a small ihram. Until your qurbani is performed, you are in a small ihram, so you should be watchful and mindful. You have some resemblance and mushabaha, you didn't go, you are still here, we are still here, but we have some resemblance with them as though we are in a small ihram. Subhanallah. And then today is a very blessed day. Today is the Jummah in this month of Dhul Hijjah, the Jummah, the only Jummah that is going to be in this first period of 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. This is the only Jummah. And so for that, all of you who are present here today, you are going to receive a gift, inshallah, for coming out here today. And that gift is donated to you by Hazrat Sheikh Osama, which will be handed out to you, inshallah, after the Jummah Salat. That's in my pocket. It's a great gift. And you know why the day of Arafah is so important? You know, there's a fast also of the day of Ashura, the Saum of Ashura. Fasting of the 10th of Muharram is also very beneficial. But the Rasul alayhi salam said, Wasiyamu Yawmi Ashura, fasting on the day of Ashura. Ahtasibu ala Allah, I have hope in Allah, ayyukafira sanata allati qablahu, that fasting on the 10th of Muharram will wipe out 1 year's sin, that year which went before. But when he spoke about fasting, Wasiyamu Arafah, fasting on the day of Arafah, when he spoke about that, he says, Ahtasibu ala Allah ayyukafira sanata allati qablaha wassanata allati ba'daha, that is the year before Arafah and the year after Arafah, 2 years. Why the difference? 10th of Muharram, 1 year's sin forgiven. Arafah, 2 years. Why? Because Muharram has a connection with Musa ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. We observe that. But the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, sorry, the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, Arafah, has a connection with the Shariat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Afdalul anbiya'i wal mursaleen, the best of all the prophets and the messengers, the best of all the children of Adam. It has a connection with his Shariat. And so in honor of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Arafah, the Hajj, which is in the Shariat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, within his Sharia, he and his people would fast on the day of Arafah. Fasamahu Musa shukran lahu. Musa gave thanks to Allah by fasting on Ashura, and his followers fasted also to the Jews. But the 9th of Dhul Hijjah is connected to the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah said 2 years. So you know what? This day, what is the best deed we can do on this day of Jummah? It is Darood. To send Darood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, upon whom the Quran was revealed, through whom, subhanallah, we get so many blessings, who was rahmatul lil alameen, from whom we acquired all this ilm and knowledge from his sahaba and tabi'in, and the chain continued. Rasulullah. So today, we can do a good deed. And this deed, which is one of the best deeds on the day of Jummah, is as-salawat, to send darood, send salam and darood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jummah has a special connection with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Sheikh Osama is going to give you out a gift after Jummah Salat, one of these cards. And it is so powerful and so great, one of the best deeds that we can do on this day of Jummah. And we know that any deed we do in this first period of the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, it is more beloved to Allah than a deed done in any other day. Two sides of it. In a hadith of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it is reported that whoever confers the following blessings 80 times, in other words, if you recite this darood 80 times before getting up from his or her place after Asr Salat on Jummah, that is, you finish your Asr Salat and you sit down right there, and before getting up, moving from that position, right in your tahiyyat position, right as you are sitting there, you sit down and recite this darood 80 times, then what's going to happen? 80 years of sins will be forgiven. That's how great Jummah is. 80 years of sins will be forgiven and will be granted the reward of 80 years of worship. 80 years of ibadat, 80 years of worship, 80 years sin forgiven. How? Sit down after the Asr, before getting up, sit down and recite this darood 80, recite the darood how much times? 80 times, 80 times. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad an-nabiyil ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. Short darood, that's all. Recite that 80 times on the card, 80 years sin forgiven and 80 years of ibadah. Imagine if you do that every Jummah. And on the other side, this has been mentioned in by Hazrat Sheikh in his Fazail al-Darur. It comes from the book Jami'u al-Saghir, also written by the great Muhaddis Hazrat Sheikh in his book also too. He who makes it a practice to recite the following Darud 1,000 times every Friday. This one is, it takes some more effort. I have to sit down and do about 10 of the Tasbihat to get 1,000. He who makes it a practice to recite the following Darud 1,000 times every Jummah, Allah Most High Al-A'la will not send him death. Allah will not send him death as long as he or she has not been shown his place in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. So before dying, Allah will not send a person his death. Death will not come until he or she has been shown his place in paradise, in Jannah also. But this one takes some more effort. 1,000 darood. So this gift is from Hazrat Sheikh Usama. That is our local Usama here. And make dua for him. He has printed these cards. And it will also give us a connection with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.